1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
A lot of people in the Riverina like to go fishing and they like to brag about their fish. And if you ever hop on the old dating apps, you'll notice that a lot of men, they have fish in their pictures.
Oh, right. It's a big selling point, how big a fish you can catch.
I don't know if it's a selling point. I just know it's quite common. And I've come across a story this morning of a guy that's made a pretty good catch.
Okay.
So going over to Kentucky,
okay,
he was driving home and he saw this big river and he's gone, hang on, I remember when I was younger, there used to be a lot of big fish in there. And so he said to his sister, look, I want to pull over and just try my luck. Now, he didn't have any bait, and so he found in his car a biscuit.
Perfect.
A Lee's Famous Recipe biscuit.
Yep.
And so with his rod, he added a bit of biscuit and he threw it in, he cast his line. And he was so surprised to what he caught because you would think with a little biscuit that's not really meant to be bait, you're not going to be catching much.
No.
What he caught is crazy. So you know goldfish, how they're always people's pets.
Yeah.
And they do say that your goldfish will grow depending on the tank or the pond it's in. It can get larger.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is a big, big river. And so what he has managed to catch is, I'm going to say, a once-in-a-lifetime catch of a 9-kilogram fish, which resembles a goldfish.
Wow.
So it could be a big koi fish or a goldfish. Yeah. I don't actually know the actual type, but it looks like a ginormous goldfish, a 9-kilo goldfish.
It's a monster.
He has a picture of it. He snapped it, and then he did put it back and said, hopefully another young boy or girl will be able to go fishing one day and have this catch like I did and live their dreams out because it was incredible.
I don't know what sort of eating a giant goldfish would be either, to be honest.
No, but it's just crazy to think that he caught a goldfish, which is 9 kilos. It is so...
That is huge.
No, it's huge. His hands holding it make it look so, like, massive.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even believe how big it is until you actually see it. It is crazy. But I know people here in the Riverina like to go fishing, and the goal is to catch that trophy fish.
Of course.
I mean, yes, you want to catch dinner sometimes, but the trophy fish is the one that you can post and brag about.
Get that big photo, you know, hold it up, kiss on lips, Rex Hunt style, and throw it back, all for the gram in your Tinder profile.
Exactly right. Now, that's what I want to ask this morning on 13, 12, 16. What size is the biggest fish you've caught? Get involved, 13, 12, 16, or you can go to our Hit Facebook page as well. Monique has said, my dad caught this 115-centimetre cod at Burrinjuck Dam. Now, you can see a picture of that if you go to our Hit Facebook page. And there's also another great snap up there by Dave Schmidt, which is huge, bigger than him.
Yeah, it's a swordfish, absolutely massive. Jacob, 13, 12, 16, what size is the biggest fish you've caught?
Mate, she was a 96-centimetre yellowfin tuna.
Whoa.
Were you annoyed it wasn't 4 centimetres bigger?
I was, mate. I was.
Stretching it out. Look at it now.
It was sold before I even got it in the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I was working on the trawler when I was a young fella, and everybody was asleep, and I stayed up fishing all night. It was a scallop trawler, but we were allowed to put lines out of a night time. And, mate, next thing you know, I was on for about 7 hours.
Whoa.
How heavy was it?
It was 280 pounds dressed, I think.
Jesus.
280 pounds. Yeah. What's that, like 2.2? Yeah. So 140 kilos about.
Yeah, mate.
That she was a beast. She's a big fish. Now, you said you sold it before you even got it out of the water. What kind of money are we talking?
Oh, mate, I got, I think it was about $11 or $12 a pound for it.
Oh, I've got to get into fishing. Yeah. I've really got to be a good fisherman.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Sew on some sequins and apply a hefty amount of tan and glitter. It's the biggest party Wagga has ever seen. The Wagga Wagga Mardi Gras, Saturday the 9th of March.
This Saturday, you can actually walk with us in the parade. Just go to hit.com.au and register your interest there. But right now, we're giving you guys the opportunity to win your way to our VIP tent happening at the after party, fully catered for, which is incredible.
Melanie from Wagga on 13, 12, 16. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Dane. How are you?
Oh, doing well, thank you.
Now, that's Melanie, why is Mardi Gras important to you?
I think it's real beaut that Wagga's getting in amongst it and doing something really different and showing their support, you know, for the gay marriage and equality. So
exactly right.
Now, Melanie, have you planned a costume for Saturday?
Well, look, I like Rainbow Bright. She's always been a favourite cartoon, little cartoon character. So, yeah, I've got some things I can probably chuck together.
Oh, I like that.
I like that idea.
Now, are you marching with anyone in the parade yet?
Look, I haven't gotten that far, but, you know, something that could come up. And I do actually have my little boy all weekend, so he might want to, you know, get amongst it too. So
it's definitely a family-friendly event. So I recommend you bringing your boy, Melanie, and we can let you know that you have scored a double pass into our Hit VIP 10 at the after party.
Cool, guys. Oh, you're awesome. Thanks, Toby. Thanks, Dane.
And Therese from Junie on 13, 12, 16. Are you excited for Mardi Gras on Saturday?
Absolutely.
It's going to be the biggest party Wagga's ever seen. And Therese, why is Mardi Gras important to you?
Because I've got a son coming home for it who's super excited. He misses Sydney Mardi Gras, and we're going to celebrate this day together.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So where's your son live at the moment?
In Melbourne.
Oh, so he was going to go to Sydney, now he's coming to Wagga. How good is that? Is he bringing any friends along with him?
Yes, he's got a long-time mate who lives in Wagga as well, so they're both coming home to celebrate.
How good's that?
Huge, it's going to be massive. Now, Therese, how's your outfit coming along?
I'm a little bit more subdued. I'm colourful, but not too many sequins for me.
Well, that's fine. You do you. That's what Mardi Gras is all about.
It could change on the day. I reckon there might be a few sequins flying around that might end up in the hair.
Therese, we'd love to have you, first of all, walk with us with behind our float as part of the parade and then join us in our VIP marquee at the after party.
Oh, that'd be sensational. Thank you so much.
Oh, our absolute pleasure.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Check this.
Go.
Live from LA.
Oh, that's so sick.
Hollywood correspondent, Dean McCarthy.
Good morning, Dean.
Hello, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Now, a lot of people get around this family. Some people don't. But what is Kylie Jenner, the youngest of the Kardashians, done?
You got to give it to them. This is incredible. Kylie Jenner has just been named the youngest billionaire ever in history. Her company, called Kylie Cosmetics, just became a $1 billion company, which she owns wholeheartedly and she created. And that makes her the youngest billionaire ever at 21 years old. The former youngest billionaire was Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. He was 23 when he became a billionaire. That's pretty crazy, though. You got to admit, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but she didn't do it by herself, though. It's off
they
the
do
back
say
of her
self-made,
name.
But it's not really self-made.
No,
I don't know. I prefer Facebook. Well done, Kylie. You got a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly right. Give us a loan. Tell us what's going on with Pete Davidson and his new squeeze, Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale are official. This is like they are finally dating. They're out in the open dating. This is pretty cool. They've been spotted around New York City on all these dates, no skiing and things like that. 20 years difference, and everyone is cool about it. In fact, Kate Beckinsale's ex-boyfriend was photographed today with TMZ saying that he approves of the new relationship. Cool to see Pete Davidson doing well, though. We like that.
I'm all for it, but I do question when there is the big age gap, is it going to actually last?
Who knows? Who knows? Good question. We'll see how this one rolls out.
It's Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, it is Hollywood. I saw a picture of them at the basketball. They were full on PDA.
They were tonguing.
Yeah.
It was right in your face. That's love.
Exactly right. Dino, thank you so much, mate. We'll catch up again with you on Friday.
Can't wait. Bye, guys.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
All right, Herbs. Molly has had two tickets to go see Dan Sultan this Friday night at the Wagga Civic Theatre. We've been giving clues out to where she is.
Yes, I'll run through these clues. His tickets are hiding where you may hear some tweeting. His Avery Takes tour would make a perfect fit to be performed here. And the third clue just given, Molly is currently surrounded by animals and she joins us right now. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
We're good. Now, has someone found the double pass?
Yes, I've got Skye Baker. She's found us this morning.
Oh,
well done, Skye. Congratulations. Tell us, where are you?
Wagga Botanical Garden.
Yes.
Now, specifically, I know you're at the Wagga Zoo and Avery.
Oh, see what
there
we did there?
Avery takes to her. We're pretty smart people here. Skye, are you a fan of Dan?
I am, yes.
Were you planning on going along this Friday?
No, I actually wasn't. I haven't got tickets and I was meant to be going to Brisbane. So
cancel those plans because you've got tickets, sister, and you're seeing Dan Sultan perform live this Friday at the Civic Theatre.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Want more Herbie and Dane?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.